Hello, friends. This is Mike Biazin with The Spirit Calls coming to you again here on this second part of our series on God, the Lifter of My Head. Ramarash is the Hebrew name that we are talking about here. And I want to thank those who have made contact with us and let us know that they're tuning in. You know, as I said last week, the radio ministry is different from streaming on Facebook and YouTube and so forth, because online, you know instantly who's tuning in, where they're tuning in from, and they leave comments and they can tell you where, the impact that you had with your ministry. Here on the radio, we don't have that same kind of information readily available, so it's very important for you to make contact with us and let us know that you're tuning in. And, you know, let us know what you thought of the episode. Give us your feedback, and also give us your prayer requests. We'd love to pray for you and pray with you. And you're going to hear our contact details at the end of the episode, and it would so bless Lori, Charlene, and myself if we were to hear from you and get your feedback, your prayer requests, your encouragement, and even your donations online. You're going to hear all that information at the end of the episode, so stay tuned. Enjoy this episode as we conclude our discussion on Ramarash, the Lifter of My Head. God bless you all, and we're waiting for your call and your email. God bless you.
Hello, friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Biazin.
And I'm Mike Biazin. Welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over.
My mother passed, it was like 26 years ago, and I remember God, He sustained me, helped me, comforted me through it all, because every night I had my kids at home. I was a single parent with Jesus's help, and I was laying on the couch every night. I'd pray myself to sleep, just pray myself to sleep, and Jesus was right there for me.
With all my heart. cup till it runs over. Fill me up, oh Lord, fill my cup till it runs over.
Rumrosh, the one who lifts my head, the bestest, loving, caring man I ever met. Jesus came to earth to bring salvation and love and died a horrific, painful death on that cross. Jesus became human, all for you and me, to bring us hope and comfort and help and peace. Jesus was treated so badly and so poorly, not ever loved or appreciated by humanity. He was hated and rejected by those he came to save, so he knows all about discouragement, sorrow, and pain. And he went through the same trials we do, went through the same temptations too, so he knows how each and everyone feels, knows how heartaches and suffering are real. For he comforts you through sadness and tears, gives you peace through the storms and fears. He brings beauty out of the ashes and grief, brings healing and praises from our valley of weeping. He calms us when we're upset or angry, gives us clarity when we can't see clearly. He encourages us when we're down and bleak, gives us strength when we're weary or weak. He helps us and sustains us through all the trials. Here's an answer, every single plea and cry. For he loves you deeply and cares for you and is compassionate and empathetic with what you're going through. Just give him your cares and trust in him, and he will always take care of your situation. Rumrosh, the one who lifts my head, the bestest loving, caring man I ever met.
A shield about me, you're my glory, you're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, are a shield about me, you're my glory, you're the lifter.
Spring.
Psalm 3, 2 through 5. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awakened, for the Lord sustained me. Are you feeling down, depressed, saddened, or in despair? I want you to know that I, Jesus, am always there. Do you feel that the cares of life are too hard to bear? I want you to know that I, Jesus, truly care. For I left the glories of heaven and died on the cruel cross to save women and men. I was rejected by those I had come to save. They crucified me and put me in a grave. I went through it all for you. So if it's sorrow you're going through, I can relate. Cast your cares upon me, and over time, the sadness will flee. For I am the one who lifts your head. Jesus, your Lord, Savior, and friend.
In all things, in all things, we are more than conquerors. Through him who loved us, through him who loved us and gave himself for us. For what shall separate
Has there been a time when you were down and distressed and Jesus lifted you up.
Yeah, I can say my mother, when my mother passed, it was like 26 years ago, and I remember God, he sustained me, helped me, comforted me through it all, because every night I had my kids at home. I was a single parent with Jesus' help, and I was laying on the couch. Every night I'd pray myself to sleep, just pray myself to sleep, and Jesus was right there for me.
Amen.
I have to admit, there have been a couple times in my life where I've witnessed someone in very bad places, having a mental health crisis, having to be taken to the ER, and it really, really hit home. And I know these people struggle with mental illness, and it's very tormenting. But when something like that happens, and I feel like I can't handle it, I give it to Jesus. Because I know he's strong enough to handle anything. And I can just say, Jesus, just take this. Take this from me and just give me peace and give me strength. And that's what you have to do, because otherwise you feel helpless.
And I believe our goal is to learn to lean on Jesus 24/7. Yes. Amen.
Amen. I think that's the whole reason that we go through a lot of things in this life, is because he wants us to trust him. He wants us to know where our help comes from. What's the first thing that someone needs to do to receive peace and comfort when they're down and out?
Turn to Jesus. Call upon Jesus. Just ask him to help you. And I'm going to say, let him become real to you.
Yes.
You know, because he's right with you, in you. Once you're born again, he's within you. And he's not far away. He's right with you, folks. Just call upon the name of Jesus. And one of my shortest prayers is, Jesus, help me.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Jesus, comfort me. Jesus, give me peace. You know, and he will. Keep your focus on him.
Sometimes I tend to think too much. And now I've learned to say, Jesus, I know I might not ever truly understand all the happenings on the news or in the world, but you do.
Amen.
And you're in control, and you're still on the throne. And you've had the victory. So I just have to believe in that. I might not understand everything that happens in this world, or to people I love, or to people I don't even know. Things that seem unfair, that seem awful, that seem just tragic. But when you say, you know, I'll never understand, but Jesus does.
Amen.
And you just have to take comfort in that.
Amen. Yes, there's an old song that we used to sing, I don't need to understand, I just need to hold his hand. And
Faye Saunders
did that. And it's so true. And I like what Charlene said too about him being real to you. You know, there's something that we do that would probably help a lot of people if they started doing this. One thing that we do is we open the door and we invite Jesus in. Yes, he's in our heart and he's with us all the time, but just that act of opening the door and saying, Jesus, come in, be involved in everything that I think, do, and say, and my every attitude that I have, every word, and let it be controlled by you, and just having that awareness that he is in the room with you. You know, sometimes our pastor will say, "There, Jesus is here." After somebody opens the door, he'll say, Jesus is here. He's sitting in the second row, or something like that. You know, just having that awareness that he is there.
Yeah, and once you get closer to Jesus, you're going to know what you know. You're going to know that he's with you.
Amen. And the most important thing, too, is if you're not born again, if you have not asked him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior, that's the first thing that you need to do. Because if you don't do that, you're going to go through all of the ups and downs of life on your own strength. And you need that strength and that comfort that comes from him. None of us in this room here would be where we are if we did not have him to guide us and help us and comfort us. So finally, what's some good scriptures that we can share about the one who lifts my head?
I love Isaiah 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen. And that's what he did to me. Whenever, you know, we're going to naturally mourn, you know, because it's basically because we don't know we're going to see when we're going to see him again. We're happy they're in heaven. They're way, way, way better off than we are in heaven. We mourn because we're not going to know when we're going to see him again. We miss them terribly. Yeah. But God does give you joy because he gave me supernatural peace and joy and strength when my grandson passed. Amen.
Amen. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Amen. And I will end with Psalms 46:1. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And he can be that for you as he has been for us. God bless you.
Our verses for today are from Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death, yes, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
That is a powerful verse, and you know, that really speaks to the relationship that we have with God. Once we say, I do, we give our heart and soul to Jesus Christ, there is nothing that's going to separate us from his love and from that salvation that he gives us.
Amen. Those verses are so, they're awesome verses. You know, such confidence was the writer, just like us. God is good. He does love us. He loves us unconditionally, unfailingly, forever and always.
I think it's also interesting to think of this verse in terms of our love for God and God's love for us through Christ Jesus, our love for Jesus and his love for us from what he did for us on the cross. It kind of goes both ways, and nothing can come between that. Nothing, not death nor life, all those things we mentioned. And it's a very powerful verse, and I like to come to it to remind me about how strong that bond is. And nothing, absolutely nothing I can think of can affect it. And that is security.
It's awesome. You know, something that we can be comforted by. So what do you think about the verse that we just shared, or the two verses, actually, that Lori read to you? Send us a note with your answers and your responses to mike@thespiritcalls.org. That's mike@thespiritcalls.org, and we will send you a CD of some of the music we play here. We will share your answers on an upcoming episode. God bless you.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us, and we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey
when the Spirit calls.
And to always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too. Have a super duper blessed day.
How vast beyond our measure that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss that father turns his face away as wounds. Sons to glory. but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.